and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, here on Sunday, October 22nd, 2023. Terrible things are happening in the world. We are doing our best to help you get through it with amazing music that you won't hear anywhere else. Not just on this show, but on all the shows on X-Ray FM. We just heard Born to Follow Him by J.G. Stallings from his Sing to the King record. That is contemporary gospel made by somebody who collaborated with, the Sir Douglas, sorry, I wanted to say Sam Douglas, the Sir Douglas Quintet, and he had a minor hit that was big in Europe and had a bit of a career, and then became born again and is making really interesting music. Again, as far as I know, no one else is playing it. We're going to hear some amazing Lomax recordings that, as far as I know, no one else is playing. They're unreleased Lomax recordings. And some other music we'll hear. But before that, it's really important to talk a bit about how you can help. National media outlets are great for a lot of things, but it's really important to go local and stay local. And in Portland, that's where we really know that kind of thing. I haven't lived in Portland in a decade, but my heart remains there. And so I'm really glad that even as I live in Detroit and am working in researching gospel, I'm writing a book on gospel music, to stay in tune with X-Ray. So I am just so grateful for my side of this, or my opportunity, and to bring to you the little bit of knowledge that I have about this stuff and play this music for you. So there's really cool things you can get. There's a scarf, a bandana, there's all this stuff. You should really go to xray.fm and click on the donate button there to see what the availability is, what you get. You can pay as little as $5 a month. And you should also maybe, if you like talking to other people on the phone, 503-223-X-RAY. That's 503-233-X-RAY. So if you just dialed the wrong number, it's totally my fault. You could tell them that. 503-233-9729. I'll say that again. 503-233-9729. I can do this. I know why I care about the station. Think you probably know why you do. You know why you're listening. It's really what would be really great if you can spare it is to give $15 a month, and to give monthly is really the best way, and then you just know that it's happening, and you just don't worry about it. You just set it up. And I'm going to play some more music now, though, and come in later and talk about what we heard, but also talk about X-Ray some more. This is Clarence Clay and William Scott, an out-of-print record called The New Gospel Keys, originally released on Prestige Bluesville in 1963. The New Gospel Keys. And then after that, we're going to hear A.C. Forehand and Blind Mamie. Wouldn't Mind Dying If Dying Was All. We'll hear Lift Him Up. That's all by Washington Phillips. And Luther Magby, Blessed Are. So a little bit of 20s, 30s, street corner evangelist music here. Thanks again for listening. Really, really need your support. Thanks.
I shall fall asleep someday, and from earth shall pass away, but my soul shall reach a better land. All the things I've loved. life shall fill, and the hopes of sin prevail, and God's ways we cannot understand. When I wake up in glory, and to Jesus sing redemption's story, I'll see His blessed face. He has kept me by the race. When I wake up in glory, by and by, by and by,
with my weary eyelids closed,
and I'm stuck in sweet repose, singing hallelujah as I go. All my sorrow will be past, I'll be free from sin at last, and I'll leave my troubles here below. When I wake up in glory, and to Jesus sing redemption's story, I'll see His blessed face.
He has
kept me by the race. When I wake up in glory, by and by, by.
Here on earth I have no home,
and from place to place I roam,
and this life is
one ending dream. But across the borderland, where my loved one wait and stand, I can faintly catch a golden beam. When I wake up in glory, and to Jesus sing redemption's door, and
I'll
see His blessed face.
He has
kept me by the grace. When I wake up in glory, by and by, by and by, wake up in glory, and to Jesus sing redemption's story.
I'll
see His blessed face.
He has
kept me by the grace. When I wake up in glory, by and by, by and by.
Wouldn't mind dying, well, I got to go by myself. Wouldn't mind dying, well, I got to go by myself. Wouldn't mind dying, well, I got to go by myself. I wouldn't mind dying if dying was well. After death, we're going to have to stand up there. After death, we're gonna have to stand a test. After death, we're gonna have to stand a test. I wouldn't mind dying if dying was right. Wouldn't mind dying, well, I got to go by myself. Wouldn't mind dying, well, I got to go by myself. Wouldn't mind dying, well, I got to go by myself. I wouldn't mind dying if dying is gone. I just saw him with his mama died in red. I just saw him with his mama died in red. I just saw him with his mama died in red. I wouldn't mind dying if dying was hard. Wouldn't mind dying, but I got to go by myself. Wouldn't mind dying, got to go by myself. Wouldn't mind dying, and I got to go by myself. I wouldn't mind dying if not. She got a soft wheel, a wheel in the middle of the wheel. She got a soft wheel, wheel in the middle of the wheel. She got a soft wheel, there's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. I wouldn't mind dying if dying was free. Wouldn't mind dying. Well, I got to go by myself. Wouldn't mind dying. Well, I got to go by myself. I wouldn't mind dying. Well, I got to go by myself. I wouldn't mind dying if dying was all. Holy, holy, holy is his name. Holy, holy, oh, holy is his name. Holy, holy, holy is his name. I wouldn't mind dying if dying was all.
When Jesus was around here on this land, he said he did do his Father's command. Because he knew that he was his Father's only Son, he came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus every while, if you keep his name ringing every while that you go, he will draw men unto him. When Jesus met the woman at Jacob's well, he said he did have a sweet message to tell. The woman cometh wondering, cause she seen he was a Jew. He came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you will tell the name of Jesus every while, if you will keep his name ringing every while that you go, he will draw men unto him. When she learned that it is Jesus, she ran into the town, saying, come and see a man who told me all that I have done. Is this not the messenger which is called Christ? He came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus every while, if you keep his name ringing every while that you go, he will draw men unto him. When he asked her for some water, her sins she tried to hide. She comes telling my Savior all about race pride. But a woman, if you just only knew the gift of God, I came to draw men unto me. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus every while, if you keep his name ringing every while that you go, he will draw men unto him. Thank you.
Let's face it, most radio just isn't any good these days, because most radio stations don't care about you. They care about whatever reliably sells ads for them, and I know this isn't blowing your mind, but it just means that making the radio that they make is passive at best. It's stuff that has a proven record, they can just say to their advertisers, no matter how many times it's been played, you've heard all those songs a million times, probably even within the last hour if you've been turning around. Here at X-Ray, you're going to hear stuff that you've never heard or certainly rarely hear. If you listen to Buchtin Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour here, and I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, you will have heard the tracks that I just played pretty regularly. Luther Magby, he only recorded two sides for Columbia Records the end of 1927. I play them a lot. And why shouldn't I? It's the most amazing music, and I have a specialty show here. And I have it because of your support. X-Ray FM is really an amazing place. Really so many great shows. And whether X-Ray is better than all this other stuff on the radio, it certainly isn't passive. Our shows and hosts are here to engage you. They are not always experts. You know, I never consider myself an expert because I'm always just amazed at how little I know and how much there is left to discover. But what I have discovered, whether new or old, I love to share it with you, and that's what makes this place special, and hopefully makes my show special. I can't talk to that. Our listeners, you, are our supporters, and that support makes up 80% of the annual budget. 80%. So please go to xray.fm and donate. Let's see. There really is really cool stuff. I can't wait to give myself and get some of this gear. 503-233-XRAY, or go to xray.fm. That's 503-233-9729. And people are waiting. People really want you to give at least $15 a month. There's this scar bandana that I'm going to put on my dog that you get for only $5 a month. So that's pretty awesome. None of us are paid of the DJs. Of course, it costs a lot of money to run a radio station. And they would love to increase the power, of course, but their airways are pretty full. So we're working with what we have now. You might listen online. I know a lot of my friends do. I do. Of course, I have to, because I don't live nearby anymore. But it really is. It's just run on your support. That's how it works. So please pitch in. Once again, 503-233-XRAY. What do I have up next? Oh, I have some Coptic music from the Coptic Cathedral of St. Mark, Folkways LP. So really amazing Christian music from like 1,000 years ago or something. Then we're going to hear Vera Ward Hall, a Lomax recording of her, Great Day. Then we're going to hear the Staple Singers version of that same song. So almost subconsciously instructional set here. Hope you like. I'll come in later and talk. Thanks again.
See you. kerem noti bilos chen omeis mi nem biagios yoennis mi evrodnomos em vaktistis omem martiros nem biagios estefanos mi erci diaconos, omem ebroto martirus, nem bise oremus in evangelistis, Marcos bie apostolos eso. Severus, nem bensad Deus colos, nem biagios asanasios bi apostolicus, nem
Thank you. great day. God gonna build up Zion wall. This the day of Jubilee. God's gonna build up Zion wall. My Lord set his people free. God gonna build up Zion wall. Great day, great day, the righteous marching. Great day, God gonna build up the Zion wall. We don't need no cowards in our band. God gonna build up the Zion wall. We called for violent hearted man. God gonna build up Zion wall. Great day, the righteous marching. Great day, God's gonna build up Zion wall. Gonna take my breastplate, my sword and shield. God gonna build up the Zion wall. Gonna march out boldly through the field. God gonna build up Zion wall. Great day, the righteous marching. Great day, God gonna build up the Zion wall. Great day, the righteous marching. Great day, God's gonna build up the Zion wall.
My Lord getting us ready for that.
Great day.
My Lord getting us ready for that.
Great day.
My Lord getting us ready for that.
Great day.
Well, then,
who shall be able to stand?
My Lord getting us ready for that.
Great day.
My Lord getting us ready for that. Sinners will be running on that
great day.
Sinners will be running on that
great day.
Sinners will be running on that
great day.
Well then,
who shall be able to stand?
Great day,
great day.
Well then,
who shall be able to stand?
Great day,
great day.
Staple Singers there with their version of Great Day. And before that, we heard Vera Ward Hall doing her version of the same song. This is X-Ray FM. You know why you need to give. You know that nothing is really free. And this is a listener-supported station. You're a listener. Give us your money. We need it to run the station. And it's a great station. You know why it's great. You know why you need to call 503-233-9729. That's 503-233-X-Ray. Go to xray.fm and just sign up, and you'll also get cool stuff. It's really great stuff. I'm about to play, again, very likely for the first time ever in the history of the world, an interview about Watts hymns, just, you know, lining hymns, education and old songs, with the singer Annie Williams, conducted by Alan Lomax. You can't really hear him so well in it, but I did crank the volume so as much as I could. This is a transcription disc, Friars Point, Cahoma County, July 28th, 1942. Amazing music was captured then, but, you know, a lot of it hasn't been played because, you know, it was the sound quality is not so great, but it's amazing historical stuff. You're not going to hear this anywhere else other than on X-Ray FM right now. Thank you so much for your support. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and you need to donate. So thank you. Well, it's really passive aggressive to say thank you for doing that, but I hope you do. And thanks for listening.
I don't see no difference in Dr. Watts' hymns now. Go up on the other end of the porch, y'all, children. Come on in. Go by. Just take your time or go in the house if you want. Y'all can go in the house here if you want. Well, go right over on the other end. Tip on your tip. Tip now. Hey, tip. Now.
Are the Dr. Watts' hymns the same as they used to be? Did you say?
Well, yeah, pretty well. Dr. Watts' hymns is, of course, you give out Dr. Watts, but it is a scenery. Dr. Watts was seen a whole lot. Dr. Watts' hymn come from what Dr. Watts had seen. Yeah. I'll see him give it out and say, Dr. Watts looked and he saw such and such a thing. And he made a hymn out. And Dr. Watts saw different things, patterns, and he made hymns out of them. So when we give out of him, out of that book, we said we're going to sing one of Dr. Watts' hymns. Now, Dr. Watts has got some hymns in there that he pulled and give out. And now, I don't know what it is.
Well, where'd the folks learn those hymns? They couldn't read in the old days. How would they learn them?
Well, some of them learned them. Some of them know them, and one or the other learned them. Uh-huh. I don't know where these books was, how they got a hold of them. As I told you yesterday, I don't know. They don't look to me like it. Any of the old-time folks back there in the old ancient days ought to know A from B, because they went to no school and they got no learning. But I've heard my grandma say at times, that old mistress would hand them, they all go up to the house Sunday morning and get a catechism and read and take a line of lesson. And the old men and the old sisters, what say they had religion, would get a little testament and read some in the testament. They learn them. That's where they got it from. I don't see no where this got them. Didn't have no school to go to. They had no school to go to. They didn't do nothing but catch what they could. That's all I see.
How did you get your line?
How did I get my line? I got none much.
But you learned how to read.
I learned how to read a little bit. I went to school a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
How much time did you go to school?
I went to school just about second grade. I went to school about second grade. Then again, I learned all my children in school, and I learned a heap from my children since they got up. My children all went to school. I sent them to school. And what they learned in the book, they learned me. I know all the songs pretty well in the book because children learned from me. I didn't learn them from back young. Because my mom and dad didn't know none to learn me. They didn't know no songs to learn me, but just them old common songs that they had caught, and they couldn't read none of them. They just caught them.
As far back as you remember, your folks were singing both Tallies and the Dr. Watts, weren't they? Both the Jubilee songs and the Dr. Watts.
They were singing Jubilee songs and the old Petty Art songs, Dr. Watts. Uh-huh. I know that him say nothing about Dr. Watts long there.
They didn't know nothing about Dr. Watts then.
They didn't know what to say about Dr. Watts. Didn't know Amazing Grace, How Sweet It Sound. I don't know where they got that from. And didn't know Am I Born to Die, and There's a Fountain Filled with Blood. Like that. Now, I don't know where they got that from, but when I know them, they had that. But where they got from, I know. Got it from other folks.
Now, Annie,
she can come close. Yeah.
No.
Don't jump. Hey, my, don't jump on the glass.
Rock Daniel.
Rock Daniel? Uh-huh. Oh, my auntie sung Rock Daniel. She first told somebody right here singing Rock Daniel. And she had that babe. And she sung Rock Daniel, too.
Was that a church song or was it a...
It was a church song. It was a rocking song. Why all of us get up here and go to rocking?
Tell me how you'd rock.
Who? I can't show you how to rock, but to get on the feet, you know, and rock. Lord, Lord, Rock Daniel, that's the way to rock. Who can rock here? I can't rock. They just sing, Lord, Lord, Rock Daniel, Lord, Lord, Rock Daniel, Lord, Lord, Rock Daniel, oh my Lord, Rock Daniel. Then they go to rocking, you know, rocking and shaking hands, rocking and shaking hands. Not what they're doing, I don't know.
Did that happen in the church house?
In the old house where I just have a meeting at. They had no church.
What times would that happen? All during the week or just on Sunday?
Oh, on Sunday when they go to church and Wednesday night when they go to prayer meeting.
They sing that right along with the service?
Oh, yeah, they sing that right along with the service. After the preaching go on, then the sisters would all sing. Sure, that's the way they done.
Did you ever hear him sing, Take the He and the She to Rock Daniel?
No, I didn't hear that in there. No, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear that part. I didn't hear him say, Take the He and the She to Rock Daniel.
Did they ever sing Rock Daniel like a reel, too, when just for that ring play you sang about the Mockingbird?
Oh, I can't sing that. Oh, that's what the young children, now you get that out of them gals.
They can't sing, they don't even know that.
Them gals know that song. I'll tell you who knows it. I tell you who knows that C.A. Mockingbird, I don't know it.
Sing it the way they used to sing it when you were a girl.
They didn't sing that when I was a girl. That's come in since I was a woman. That's the boy used to play that. That's the man that used to play, used to be in the ring playing that.
Yeah.
Not that.
What?
Come on, sister, and sing this C.A. Mockingbird. Now, here where my folks you singing. C.A. Mockingbird, C.A. Dane Mockingbird, C.A. Gerald Mockingbird, C.A. Gerald Mockingbird, steal your partner Mockingbird, now steal mine Mockingbird. Now that's the way it goes.
Oh, greatest thing to say about.
Well, I've heard so many more worthy brethren preach that I just feel like it. Sometimes like I ain't nothing. And I love to feel that way. Because when I can get in the presence of great band, the host of the children of God. You know, in our association, people are fighting me everywhere. But now right here, you see the regular preachers that cheer all the time. Nobody don't come and help us. They won't come. And then I try my best to get correspondence with other brothers and sisters, other association. And then my name is Mud. I can't understand why that we don't want to fellowship one another. We must. We must have forgiving hearts and do all we can for peace. If we could get together, and how much stronger this great Baptist family that this young man has come here to take a recording back to Congress or wherever he takes it, put it in store for how that the people come into this country. How they come singing through the hills, no doubt in my mind. Where there was maybe a house every 10 or 5 or 6 miles separated. I'd love to live back then, I would. If it'd been God's will, I'd love to live in them old days. For all these things of the world that we have to contend with today wouldn't be a hindrance to the blessings that they had. I feel like that when they left home going to meeting, they sung all the way there, riding their horses through the hills, going to the old-time meeting house. And when they got there, no wonder they shouted. No wonder they rejoiced, because they had one thing in mind.
That's right.
That was to honor and to glorify their King.
Amen.
And today it's altogether different, seem like. We don't come together for that purpose. Many other things we come, and before you can get in the church house, you've got someone's grief to listen to. That's not the way it goes. And we're not promised the bed of ease, it's no how. We need to think everything's gonna be given to you on a platter. Was it done that way for the Lord?
No.
Let's try to understand them things. What kind of a life? Did Jesus live while he was on earth, brother? He didn't have everything that we have today.
No.
Even one time he said the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have a nest. But the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. And I feel tonight, children, that it's time that we all begin. I've been making light of this old-fashioned way. But I feel like it's time that you begin to get more into it than ever before. Get back and live just like they live. That don't mean we have to go and change your clothing and all these things. But it means that we all should be humble and say, Thy will be done, O God, Thy will be done. With me as it is in heaven. And if we'll do that, my friends, God will bless us. But in obedience only are you blessed. And the commandments of God are not grievous to his children. If you are a child of God, his commandments, they're not grievous to you. I feel like, brethren, that it's time that we all begin to suffer some sacrifice and not be a sitting down and moving everything our way. I've not been that way, Brother Jack. We've had a hard time. I'm glad that I went to every bit of it for the cause of Jesus Christ. Brethren, when you do it all for the glory and honor of God, he'll bless you for it and he'll pay you here while you live in this life, and when you die, he's going to pay you more. Brethren, I don't know tonight whether I'm going to be able to preach it on. I never know them things, but
Buked in Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour special show today, Sunday, October 2nd, 2023. I had to look and see what the date is. We just heard testimony, and when Jesus Christ was here on earth, Reverend I.D. Beck, leading the Mount Olivet Regular Baptist Church, 1959 Lomax Recordings. We're going to end here in a second with Robert Pete Williams' amazing recording of Sinner, Don't You Know? Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, and you have hopefully already donated, called up at 503-233-9729 or gone to xray.fm and clicked on there to donate. So many good things you get. It's really recommended that you donate monthly. It's just really easy to just have it, you know, part of one of those things, like with your Netflix. You know, Netflix has gone up a lot. All of the expenses for X-Ray have gone up, so why not give $15 a month? You know why you need to donate. You know why. This is an amazing station. So many great shows on here. So many important people in the community doing things for the community, sharing their obsessions and their love and information here on xray.fm. Once again, this is Robert Pete Williams, and see you next week. And I really hope that you have been able to donate, and you can always donate at other times, but it's really best if you do now. Thanks again.
Sort of say, don't you know you need to pray sometime? Oh, yeah, you know you need. Pray sometime. Don't you know that you need to pray sometime? Don't you know that you got a soul to save? Don't you know you need to pray sometime? Yes, you do. Oh, and my Jesus had to call you now. Oh, don't you see what a shape he catch you in? Lord, 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 don't you know you need to pray sometime? Pray, my, my, oh Lord, in your heart sometime, and my God sure will answer your prayer. Oh yes, he sure will answer your prayer. Oh Lord, he sure did answer my, I'm sure he did. Oh, Lord.